This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's a race to the finish for the presidential candidates with just about a week and a half until Election Day. The AP's Donna Warder.
Republican Donald Trump will speak to the press this afternoon in Austin, Texas. Then he'll travel to Traverse City, Michigan for an evening rally. For Democrat Kamala Harris, she's expected to team up with Beyonce for a rally in Houston, Texas this evening.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Beyonce's song Freedom is the Harris campaign's anthem, and the song's message dovetails with Harris's push for reproductive freedom. She's banking on abortion rights as a major driver for voters, including Republican women. I'm Donna Warder.
Reports from Lebanon that an Israeli airstrike hit guest houses where journalists were staying this morning, killing three journalists from two overseas news agencies. Meanwhile, an Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis is said to have killed dozens of people. They've been in space for almost 8 months, but they're back home now. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly eight-month space mission on the International Space Station.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel. The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who went up in June on a mission that was only supposed to last for 8 days, will stay on the ISS until February. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
You going to watch tonight?
The World Series begins Friday night in Los Angeles. Gerrit Cole gets the ball on the mound for the Yankees, while the Dodgers counter with Jack Flaherty.
Mike Reeves reporting on the World Series. This is AP News. A Republican election official in Georgia has appealed an order that says she has to certify election results. The AP's Norman Hall.
Julie Adams, a Republican member of the election board in heavily Democratic Fulton County, which includes most of Atlanta, had filed a lawsuit claiming certification of the vote is discretionary. Adams also claimed that she's entitled to full access to election materials. She's appealing a ruling that she and similar officials must vote to certify results by the deadline set in law, 5 p.m. on the Monday after an election or the Tuesday after if Monday is a holiday. Republicans in several swing states have sued to keep from being forced to sign off on election results. I'm Norman Hall.
In France, the culture minister is proposing introducing an entrance fee to visit Notre Dame Cathedral when it reopens in December. 5 years ago, it was ravaged by fire. The fee would be about $4. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.